Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
I assume Rob makes fun of me for everything.
Why would he make fun of us for making projections?
No, it's because he always has said, like, don't enough people make them. You don't need to make your own. It's we've asked him about it.
I want to make my own though.
Yeah.
I did not enjoy doing it, but it made me a better fantasy analyst. It took
a long time,
hundreds of hours.
I enjoy when someone else makes it for me and then I can make adjustments. That's actually one of my favorite things
about
making
fun of it. Take no heat. But I figured I'd go all the way with
it. If things don't go well this year, that's what I will do next year.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to do it. All right, gentlemen, we've talked a lot about Jacob deGrom. Let's make sure we get through the rest. And Byrne Bogman, I will let you take it to Spore kind of led into this WBC conversation.
Yeah. I mean, what from WBC, you can throw spring training in here too, has made you adjust some of your rankings. I mean, obviously, you talked about the Joey Meneses one, Spore, hitting two bombs here that night. But Nicky Lopez has been great. Hassan Kim has been good. He was good in spring. Before that, Yoan Moncada has actually been hitting as well.
Out of my eyes.
I mean, so what about the World Baseball Classic? You said you made a little adjustment for Meneses. Is that the only one, or have you made others?
That is the only one. But you also said or spring training. So Justin's getting very excited over there to talk about Jared Kelnick and pretend that matters. I'm not taking a pun from it. I do care about spring and WBC. Though, like I said, with the Meneses thing, it's not that I added a ton of power to his projection. If anything, I did give him a second look, though, and I'm like, maybe this whole Frank Schwindel Jr. thing is a little bit tired and a little bit misguided here. And I honestly, I actually gave him more credit for runs and ribbies, which maybe I shouldn't, because that team still sucks. Him hitting two homers has nothing to do with the Nats. But I did feel like I was a bit light. I actually, Justin and I discussed it on the pod. I said, are you moving him up? Well, I only moved him up to where Justin had him. So Justin didn't have to move him up. He already had him pretty high. I had him very low. You mentioned Nicky Lopez, which is funny. I think Nicky Lopez is not going to have his job. I'm actually huge on Michael Massey, who's also killing
Michael
it.
Michael Massey, baby. Way. Yep. Yeah, I agree.
Go ahead, Mason, Justin. Same question. What adjustments have you made from the WBC or spring training?
I mean, to be quite honest, and Paul's trying to gas me up here on Jared Kelnick, I have made zero. I only adjust when there's injuries or actionable data. Like I started doing projections and research back in August. Like I've put, you know, 6, 7, 8 months worth of work. I'm not going to, someone has a two homer game then go, oh, he's moving up my board. No, like you got, everybody else is catching up to me on Jared Kelnick because I've already been there.
Okay, I wanted to push back on you because I would say, what isn't actionable about what Jared Kelnick has done outside of like we can do the trophy like it's spring, because sure, it is spring. And I loved the tweets early on where it was like, you know, Jared Kelnick's spring stats versus his real season stats, and he kills it in the spring. But that is where I was curious about, but you kind of, I guess, answered it. So what about the offseason made you make this change? Because I do think you could look at spring for specifically him. That there is some actionable stuff from what he's done in his approach.
I think it's confirming a lot of what I thought is, because Kelnick was a guy that yeah, he struggled in the major leagues in both his stints, right?
That's an understatement.
But he would go back down to the minor leagues and murder minor league pitching all over again. And so it wasn't like a Torkelson issue where he would get sent down and struggle in the minors.
That's a good point. Like,
this is, I think it was just a mental block. I think this has been a complete mental block. And yes, it's great to see him go do the driveline stuff and work on, you know, making better contact in the zone and, you know, shoring up holes, you know, in his swing that were being kind of taken advantage of by major league pitching. But ultimately, we knew the talent was there. And I was already banking before any of this news came out that at some point the talent just plays, and he's cheap enough this year coming into draft season, and still at this point, still cheap enough, though that may change as we keep going on, that it's worth a gamble. And so that's where I've been at on Kelnick. It's not that I'm like, oh, look, he's doing it. It's more of a matter of like, yeah, I thought he could do it. We all thought he could do it. He was the can't miss prospect, right? He was the guy that can't fail. And I want to believe in that talent because he hasn't shown anything in the minor leagues to say that, like, there's a real problem.
You know, the one thing I want to add to that, that I saw, and I don't blame anybody, especially for Jared Kelnick, because I think he's opened up for the hype and the production to be
Scott Kingery also killing it, by the way.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of snark that's out there. The one thing I thought was interesting, the snark that came out about Kelnick, was how everyone was pointing out that he was doing all of his business off of fastballs. Every home run he hit off of fastballs. But the difference with Jared Kelnick this year is he's getting to those fastballs. Like, in years past, his approach couldn't get him there. He would get behind in counts. He was chasing stuff everywhere. There is something to a player's gameplay where they can get themselves to get that fastball to absolutely murder. And that is what Kelnick could not do in previous years. And he's showing in spring, which I think is an advanced step up that hopefully he takes. And that would be like, if you were to be like, there's no quantifiable. So I'd be like, well, I think that's one. Like, everyone cares that he's only hitting homers off fastballs. That's a good thing. That means he's getting the approach for them to have to throw fastballs to him, especially in different counts. So I don't know. That's one actionable one, but
he
I think it's interesting.
Homers last spring too.
Were they,
and the hard part is in spring, like I'd almost be more interested if he was doing this in WBC. Cause like Joey Meneses, like he hit one, at least one of his two home runs off of Brady Singer. Like
they're both off the States, right? We have all major leaguers, right?
Yeah, so exactly. Like, so like they're both off those really good pitchers.
Yeah.
I'd be more like excited about Kelnick if he was doing it like for Team Canada or something like that, you know, off of major league pitching. I mean, there's still the chance that, yeah, this is a quad A guy, but he's worth the gamble because then the upside is so huge where he's going that, yeah, if it does all come together.
Up, though. Are you thinking Kelnick inside the top 200 at the main event?
Good question.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, you made it go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
He's getting there.
Maybe. I'd really have to look at my number.
List your complete main event strategy now before...
Yeah, please list off every player you plan.
My main... TJ Friedel.
Yeah. Okay, that's your most shares, right? I saw that. Mm-hmm. So
Spores bring up a really good, interesting idea. So hold on. Who would you rather have, Jared Kelnick or Joey Meneses?
Meneses.
Okay. I didn't sort this, by the way. Jared Kelnick or Riley Green? I didn't do draft champions. It's just overall.
Kelnick.
I think at the price, probably Kelnick.
Even straight up gets Kelnick for me.
194 ADP overall, not counting all the drafts, not just draft champions, for Riley Green is 194 ADP. So you're saying ahead of...
I'll probably take Kelnick straight up too, because I mean, I don't know that Green has the fantasy juice. We talked about that on the show too. Like, I don't think he's going to run. So it's like going to be okay power that I think Kelnick can at least match.
At least line up around him is crap. So
yeah, that's the thing.
I think the only thing that Green has above Kelnick is that Green is going to play every day no matter what. Like, if Kelnick struggles, Kelnick could get sent down. Kelnick could be a platoon player. He could be a bench bat because Seattle's so good. And Seattle's got eyes on the playoffs. And Detroit
Mason, has anything non injury wise been actionable for you then? Anything else besides some of these other minor moves, anyone performing so well that you have moved, whether even if it's slight, have you adjusted anybody at all?
A little bit on like some guys, like, and we talked about this is our last episode, you know, Matthew Boyd has looked really, really, really good. And Eduardo Rodriguez is Eduardo Rodriguez is like showing like the guy he was when he signed that huge contract, and neither of them are going very high. And so it's like, okay, I'll push those guys up my board a little bit, but for the most part,
like a draftable spot. Yeah.
Like instead of being guys that, these are waiver wire guys. Oh no, these are end of your draft guys now that you should be targeting for that upside alone.
Okay. We're going to get to player debates here in just a second. Let's ask you these guys, biggest breakout hitter and pitcher for you this year. And who wants to go first? Which I don't want to put you either on the spot.
I'll
go first. Justin goes first. Biggest breakout hitter, biggest breakout pitcher for you.
TJ Friedl and Kyle Bradish.
TJ Friedl. Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, Friedl's got power, speed. If you prorate what he did last year in the majors over a full season, it's like a 18-17 season. There's no reason he shouldn't play very regularly in Cincinnati, which is the best park baseball to hit in. And I think there's a really good chance he finds himself in the leadoff spot against right-handed pitching. So if there's a guy that's this year's Cedric Mullins, it's TJ Friedl for me.
The only thing I would point, which will be interesting to watch, you came on right as we were ending this. I really believe there's a big chance the Reds are going to break camp with Christian Encarnacion Strand on the team. And he's been playing first base. We've got the injuries with Votto. He might not be ready. And they're also not really going Will Myers there. That one of the games I was at here, Will Myers was in the game, but they kept him in right so Strand could play at first. And it looks like they would push him there. Roster Resource is going and putting Will Benson in center, which is not going to happen.
No.
So, but the only argument is if Strand breaks camp, that there could be more
center then?
Most likely. And I think, but it's, does he get the full go? Do they, if they option Will Benson, we have nothing to worry about. If he stays on, maybe he gets a little bit of run because he's had a decent
both
spring.
And that'd be that tough, doesn't really help Benson either one. And Friedl are both lefties.
I mean, in this scenario, they also have like, if you look at Roster Resource, they've got three catchers on the roster and one of them, being a short side platoon in Kurt Casale. Like, I just don't.
Maley ain't making that team.
Maley's not making that team.
No,
you're not taking three catchers when you got Tyler Stevenson. You're not taking three catchers when you got Tyler Stevenson. Ain't no way.
As much as Stuart Fairchild's girlfriend's TikTok is fantastic, like, he's not.
Who's his girlfriend?
It's just some really TikToker. Hot blonde that asked
him questions. Have to go ahead and send that to me, Mason.
Yeah,
thank you.
She asked stupid baseball questions to him. He's off screen, so you don't know that it's him, but it's him.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. That sounds like right up my alley. That sounds pretty good. All right, so I like yours. I like it a lot. Just, I don't know what the team's plan is with Will Benson, and I think that's one more spot that kind of just convolutes stuff. If
I like Benson a lot, and he's another guy who could pop off if given full time playing time, I just don't see it happening.
Yeah. Okay, so what's up with Bradish then? Let's hear
Bradish. He made a pitch mix change about mid season last year, and which is absolutely phenomenal. He's looked really, really good in spring. It's a fantastic park to pitch in, and the Orioles' rotation sucks. I mean, outside of Kyle Gibson and Grayson Rodriguez, who are obviously both emerging stars.
Did they belong in the same sentence?
Probably not.
Are we sure about that? I don't think so.
All right, Paulie. You're still going. Okay, Justin.
No. I mean, I just think Bradish has a really, really good opportunity here. I think he's got really good stuff. I do. He's, again, going outside top 300 picks. Him and Jose Suarez are like my two most rostered picks.
Oh, Suarez come up a couple times on this show. All right, Paul, your biggest breakout hitter and pitcher for the year.
I could go many Reds. I still think Tyler Stevenson's going to break out. I'm a big Jake Fraley guy. Breakout, the terminology is difficult because Will Myers has broken out, but I think he's going to be amazing in Cincinnati. But I will actually go with Josh Young, somebody who's never broken out. It will be a true breakout. I don't really believe or worry about the swing and miss from last year. I think it was pretty much related to the shoulder. He's just trying to get back, just trying to survive. So he had a lot of swing and miss that we'd never seen from Josh Young before. It led to some power, but it also led to some wild strikeout rates, including a 38% in his major league sample, 28% in AAA. And that's just not him. I think Josh Jung is somebody who can hit like 270 with like low 20s homers, like 22 to 25 homers. And a few chip in steals, you know, nothing crazy there, but just be a monster. Age 25, third base isn't the best position. Love Josh Jung. And then as far as the pitcher, Hayden Wesneski for the Cubs, big fan of him. I think right now Roster Resource doesn't have him penciled in. I'm not too worried about that. Actually, they finally do. Thank you. Thank you, Jason Martinez. You've answered my prayers. Actually, no, I wish he'd have kept it the other way, because then that would discourage folks. You know what? I'm going to go change it. I'm going to hack into the mainframe and change it. I didn't even think about that. You know, usually I'm like, I wish he would put the guy that I wanted. No, actually, no, it'd be way better, because then people will be like, oh, that guy doesn't have a starting spot. But Wesneski came over from the Yankees in the David Robertson deal, I believe. And, or no, Scott Efrost deal. I think it was a Scott Efrost deal. Yes, Scott Efrost deal, I think. Doesn't really matter. He's a Cub now. Showed some stuff last year in 33 innings. I really liked what I saw from Wesneski. I think he's going to get a job. He's 25 years old. There's no reason not to. And I think he's going to be a monster over there with the Cubs. So Hayden Wesneski has the pitcher breakout.
I love Hayden Wesneski. I actually put him on my piece of PR on Fantasy Pros, had us do the all sleeper team, and he was my third pitcher on there. I was really impressed watching him in the spring, just the pitch mix. He kind of had that like attack the zone and move the pitch all around the zone type of stuff, which you just got to appreciate that guy feels like he can throw strikes. And he was such a monster in the minor leagues too. I feel like the confidence is next level. There's a little bit more run support, a little better defensively as well with Dansby Swanson in there. So there you go. Breakout hitters, breakout pitchers.
And Belly. In the outfield.
So, yeah. You know, well, I was actually
Horner playing second. I mean, you know, Horner was a really good shortstop, but he's a fantastic.
Yeah, so good up the middle, all the way there.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you earlier, Kelnick or Bellinger, when you have to think about the battle.
Bellinger. I'm all in on Bellinger this year.
He's in on Bellinger.
I just I can't.
It's such a good price, and his defense is going to keep him playing. I mean, and like it's like yes, is there a really good chance that Bellinger just continues to suck? But even his suck is pretty good. His 14 home runs, 19 stolen bases, like, and he's moved to the team who stole the fifth most bases in baseball last year in a year where teams are going to run more, right? So, and yes, I think Bogman just mentioned it. Like, I think weed is now legal in Illinois. Like, that's a, you know, a fantastic opportunity for him.
Get back to old Bellinger.
Based on where he's going, in the great words of Spaceballs, when will we go from suck to blow? And all it's going to take is another bad season for Belly. So I can't do it anymore.
But I mean, he's one guy who's gone in the first round before. Like, there is a range of outcomes this first round, and a lot of guys who are in that spot don't have that range of outcomes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to party!
It's hard to be as bad consistently and stay high up in ADP, Justin, as you would agree, but it's also like really tough for him to go much lower. So I think like he's just so insanely talented. He just didn't know how to hit pitches anymore. And if he could just figure that out and readjust with his 1200th batting stance change, if that's going to help, I'm with it, because I want him to succeed, because I was all in on him last year. And this is coming from a little bit like burned from Belly last year.
The overcorrection.
Get into it.
Yeah, you get it. Everybody does it.
I'm doing it the opposite way. I've been completely out for years on Bellinger, but now the price has just dropped so far where it's like, yeah, I'm sorry. Like, the price is too good. Even if he just puts up what he did last year, he's returning value where he's going. And then there's the upside.
Yeah, just stinky batting average. But you like to punt your batting averages, even Roto, so it's okay. Gentlemen, let's player debate it. We haven't done this in a little bit. Boggs, do you care if I do this first one here, since I did the last question? You know what? We're going to start with you, actually, Boggs. We're going to go straight to you first on this one. Corbin Carroll has that high pick of 40, which I was telling you about, over since March. This is that March 1st DC draft champions. If you go and look, since March 1st, he has a high of 40 with an ADP of 54. It is very big on Mr. Moneybags here, and he is one of the biggest high risers. Also with him, Bogman, is one of your favorites. And that actually may have changed. Now I'm not even seeing. I'd have to go back there. Oh, yeah. 54. Where's Corbin? Yeah, it's still 40. And his ADP is 55 right now. We're going to pair him up against one of your favorites, Bogman, who's going later now. Adolis Garcia, who has a high of 49 and an ADP of 61. So, Mr. Scott Bogman, Corbin Carroll or Adolis Garcia?
I hate to do this to my guy Corbin Carroll, but it has to be Adolis Garcia for me. I mean, okay, guys. I'm on Adolis Garcia. He's in a 2 years in a row. I know the X batting average is bad. It was 240, and he could fall. But he's in a good lineup. He's in the middle of it. He's a power steal guy. I know stolen bases are going to be a little easier to come by this year. I don't think they're going to be as easy as everyone's making them out to be because the pitchers are still adjusting to the pitch clock and all that stuff. But, you know, I love Corbin. It's definitely closer now that they gave him the money because now, you know, all right, well, this guy's up and he's here to stay and he's probably going to be hitting leadoff. Right. So it is closer, but for me, it's still Adolis slightly.
Justin Mason, you like this one so much. We lit up and we're ripping cigs on it. So let's talk about, by the way, thank God you're born before 2006 or that you'd be done with that in Cali.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
What do you think? Because you didn't you hear about that?
Yeah, they raised the cigarette prices or cigarette age to 21.
If you were born 2006 or later, you cannot buy tobacco products in California. So luckily,
I hadn't heard that part of it.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing.
They got rid of menthol in California, which is a
fun fact. That's when I used to smoke way back in the day. That is what I started with. Was
my parents smoked menthol?
Yeah, that's what I smoked until the beginning of this year.
Freshens your breath.
Nothing like smoking some glass, some straight up glass. All right. So you had a firm disagreement on that. Corbin Carroll versus Adolis Garcia. I'm guessing you are Corbin Carroll.
Yeah. And I don't think it's particularly close, honestly. I moved Corbin Carroll. He's a guy that I did move up my projections on a little bit. I added like 4 stolen bases because I think he's just going to run in Arizona. And that made him my 35th player overall. And so if you think that that 40 being a min is going to hold, it is not. He's going to be like a second, third round pick in the main events and well deserved. His power, their speed is going to lead off. That contract tells me he's playing every day and he's going to play a huge part of that Arizona offense. And I like that Arizona offense. I think Arizona has not just an opportunity to pass my Giants, but pass the Dodgers in that division. And I think I might take a bet on them to win the NL West.
Wow.
When I'm in Vegas because the odds are great. And I think they could be a sneaky team that does that.
I thought you were going to do the other. I actually just placed my rookie of the year bet on Corbin Carroll. I still got 380 on it, which I thought was pretty good, close to 4-1. But it's still live that you can get on DraftKings. 74.5 is the over under win total. And seems so nice to hit that over.
I can't bet in California, but I can bet when I get to New York. So I will be hitting up my DraftKings app as soon as I get there.
I think it's time. All right, Paul. So I am Corbin Carroll. This wasn't one for me because everybody know I've been Corbin Carroll since November. At one point I was the highest in the world on all of the rankers and the consensus, but we've all caught back up.
You were Corbin Carroll because you hated Adolis Garcia, not because you loved Corbin Carroll. You have always loved Corbin Carroll. I'm just saying in your rank.
I also hate Adolis Garcia.
Well, yes. But I'm saying like my rank represented Corbin Carroll higher than anybody way before any of this stuff. But to your point, I also don't like Adolis Garcia and I have him. I think I was also one of the lowest in the ECR rankings for quite some time, just because I also think this is a gotcha year. 2 years of everyone's like, oh, you know, hey, we had 250 and it's consistent now and now we can trust it. And it's like, no, I don't think we can because he's still super volatile and gets away with a lot of crap. And this is going to be the year that he's going to disappoint everybody when everyone's like, I got my 2020 locked and 250 batting average. But what say you, Paul?
I couldn't agree more on that. On that, at least disdain there. I've got him, you know, pretty low. I mean, looking at the ranks here on our site with me, Zimmerman, and Mason, and they both got him in the top like 30, and I've got him 97th. And that's based on projections. That's not even just saying like, I don't like him. I don't believe in Adolis Garcia, bad player. Going to lead to a lot of volatility. 22 homers, 17 steals, but a 222 average. Corbin Carroll obviously slamming that pretty easily. You know, Justin and I talked about this on the show where it's like our projections were so good for Carroll that we kind of like stepped back a little bit. Like, this is crazy. We're doing our standard regression and all that. And it's still insane. And yet here we go. I'm buying it. And I'm saying I'm gonna go with the Corbin Carroll craziness, and I'm in on him. I think he's an absolute monster. I got him for 16 homers, 28 steals, and a 270 average. That might not even be good enough, but I'll put that out there, and that makes him a top 40 player for me.
Okay, your mic, by the way, is you got a bad connection, Paul. So yeah, I don't know if you were running some stuff.
Understand just, what's going on?
Just FYI,
so. with Justin and I on the show sometimes too.
This one, guys, I can't figure out, so I'm gonna let you guys figure it out for me. Nestor Cortez versus Lance Lynn. Lance Lynn, you know. Looking pretty good in the World Baseball Classic. He's built like me, so I love him, of course. Nestor also kind of built like me. A guy that finished off the year in...
Is your variance.
Yeah, my variance, right. 2021, he finished off well, pitched very well last year too. So we've kind of had two good years from him. So if we're picking between Nestor and Lance Lynn, Mason, who's it going to be?
Yeah, I think this is another one for me that's not particularly close. Not that I dislike Nestor Cortez at all, but it's Lance Lynn. His year was just demolished because he was slow coming back off of that knee injury. But pretty much second half of the season, he was a top 20 pitcher in baseball and kind of in line with where he's been a lot of his career. He's healthy right now. He looks fantastic. I think he's a top 25 pitcher this year, and I have him ranked that way. I've been getting a lot of Lance Lynn this year.
Interesting enough to throw in there, that Nestor Cortez, as of March 1st on Draft Champions, does have a higher ADP. And you said this was not particularly close. They're within about six picks of each other, but Nestor's a little bit higher. So this is a change of tier for you, Justin. Mm-hmm. So, all right, Paul, what do you got?
I'm with Justin on the Lance Lynn train. We've been pumping him on Sleeper in the Bus for years now, and I'm not going anywhere. I agree. Finished strong after the issues with the health that kind of made him volatile in the midsummer there. I love a strong close there from Lance Lynn. Looking fine in the WBC right now. Obviously, Nestor dealing with the groin, got some issues going on. I'm a little bit nervous there. I love the talent. I believe in the talent. I think Nestor has some realness there, but give me Lance Lynn.
You know, Boggs, pre all of this was just very indifferent about Lance Lynn this year. Just indifferent. Like, he just wasn't like I had to have him, didn't have to have him. I've been impressed that he's picked this back up. I think there's been a concerted effort across the entire White Sox rotation. I actually saw Giolito today. Check the Instagram. I got a fun picture with him. He was smiling. Nice. Did you see the comment?
Did he ask you if you got taller? That's what I was going
to
say.
It's the funniest comment. I always say that to Bogman whenever I see him. I'm like, did you get taller? And then I wrote a Instagram, I said, I feel short next to Giolito. And then the first person commented, did Giolito say, do you feel taller or did you get taller? Which was great. But Giolito lost weight, changed his arm angle. Michael Kopech has made a few changes and also just trying to stay healthy. And Lance Lynn has kind of gotten to that as well. Nestor Cortez getting banged up isn't my favorite thing on the planet going into this year. Also, even though Lance didn't have the best year, had a better Sierra than Nestor Cortez, both kind of rock a similar K per nine. I think you could say team context is maybe a little bit better with the Yankees, but I think like the ballpark factors aren't necessarily a better walk rate with Lance Lynn. I'm actually going to go with Lance Lynn. I didn't have this before, so I don't know, Boggs. Are you going to sweep this with Lynn or Nestor?
Let's go with Fat Lance. Yeah, for sure. The strikeout upside is there, plus no groin injury like Nestor has been carrying around. So yeah, it's Lance Lynn right now.
Okay, this one, I don't know how this is going to go because this one is very representative of the changes that have happened over the last couple of weeks. Since March 1st on that Draft Champions, there is one name we have seen rocket up the boards, and that name is Jordan Walker. Jordan Walker in that time period has a min pick of 99 across Draft Champions since March 1st. There is still no full agreement that he is going to be a starter, but he's at a position that isn't great. Most think even if he doesn't break camp, it's coming soon. The team has made some adjustments that look like it's right in his place. Tyler O'Neill, go play center. Versus my favorite number one player to draft in every single league, Lars Nootbaar. Paul, you start us off. Jordan Walker or Lars Nootbaar?
That's tough because I'm on that Noot train too. man. You really hit me with a couple of cards.
I love your smile on that one.
That's really tough. I want to defer to my rankings here. So I want to see. I think it's actually going to be Walker. No, it is Newt. It is Newt by a little. Let's see here what the exact dollar is. Just over a buck. between them. And with Jordan Walker, you know, obviously if he breaks camp, I'll probably stack a few more plate appearances on there. Right now I got him at 460. I feel like I can move him up another, 40, 50 if he breaks camp, which it's leaning toward right now. I don't
try a free sample of Berry Pie?
Oh yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
never
insulin
eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs. Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. That's Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
2 ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus plans November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
It moved him up from a pretty low number.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are
doing it. More solid number, and then I'll move it up again. But I love what Nuke does, man. I really believe in this guy. I think there's a chance he hits 30 homers. Now, that's not the projection, but I do believe that that's the upside with Nuke. I got him for 22 homers, 70 plus runs and ribbies, 73 and 72 respectively. 267 average, just a few chip in steals, 5 of them. And I just think he's going to be a badass atop that lineup, too. I think they showed some leadoff with Lars Nootbaar last year. I think we could see a lot of that against righties. I'm in on the Noot train.
Yeah, that's what he did in the AFL, man. I fell in love with him like a year or so ago when he was leading off here. It was prototypical. A great interview with Eno where he was talking about how last year, and I know I've said this a couple times, so apologies to people like rehear stuff, but you know, last year, it was a lot of weighted vest stuff to get faster. And this year it's taking a lot of that and trying to barrel better. So it was like bat speed is what I should say. It was working on bat speed was the big focus last year with that type of stuff. And this year it's getting the intangible to barreling with it as well. And I love Lars Nootbaar. Justin, what say you? Is this a tough one to you?
Oh man, this is so tough. This is like asking me to pick between children. But we all have a favorite. We all have a favorite. I think it's a Nootbaar, especially because I think there's a really good opportunity for him to lead off. And as much as I love Walker, like the price is starting to become a little insane on Walker. I grabbed a lot of early shares. I was one of the people leading the hype train, but I think the train is going
now
to
wait. I think I can find recordings of you saying that if he's guaranteed a spot, then you're going to feel some type of way about him. And I don't know exactly what sort of draft price you put on it, but now he's getting that spot. So
here's the thing. What I said was, and I've maintained this all draft season, is that if he does get the call, he is going to have an ADP jump where he's going in the fourth round. I didn't say I was going to take him in the fourth round. I said he will be going there. I won't take him there because I don't think he has the
research on
he doesn't have the he doesn't have the upside of the Bobby Witt Juniors and the Julio Rodriguez's of the world that can return that first round value this year, in my opinion.
Maybe it does. Different split, right? Maybe not the 25 plus SBs, sure, but like 15 with like 30 bombs, right? Mm-hmm. And so that would
didn't
still
you just pick Lars?
I'm on the Walker train though too. Yeah, of course I love Lars.
I love both.
I'm just talking about again. I don't want to speak out of turn here because I need to go check the tape. I felt like he was saying that if he had the guaranteed spot back in the fall, that Justin would be in on him. He might have just said that he'd go up, and I wouldn't be in on him.
But I'm not going to be in on him if that price goes up to the same place it went for J-Rod last year.
He's a sixth rounder in the main.
He wasn't in my last main, which was the main before the start of the season.
No. What if Jordan Walker is a sixth rounder?
Oh, what if? I don't think I can do that. Like, I don't. I think that is, it's borderline, but I don't think I can.
Okay, let me ask you this. Walker, his man, I told you, is 99 since March 1st, all draft champions. What do you think Lars Nootbaar's is? Don't look.
115.
115?
I think it's 120.
Okay.
Bottom line is, I think it's
95.
Get ready for this. 168.
Oh my God!
168.
That will not be his min in the mains.
168 with a low of 194, and we're talking Walker 99. So strap in, fellas. That's that.
Okay.
One. That's
a good one. How about this, real quick? While we're on Walker, if he breaks camp, what do you guys think his plate appearances are?
500 plus.
Yeah, I'd give him 600.
Yeah. 600. Okay.
Yeah.
He's not coming up to sit. He's going to play every day.
If they guarantee it, I think he's probably a top 75 player you have to draft.
And if he is 600, then you do have to take him. What would your projection be then, Justin?
I
put 600 in right now. You got the sheet open, don't you? If I put 600 in for Jordan Walker right now.
Dance.
That's game over. I have to take him that high if I'm adhering to my sheet, which I would be. I would do
and
it.
That's the caveat to this right now is we do not have. And I mean, I'm making you make this.
Okay, but tell me why does he not make the opening day roster?
Well, because they've got a gajillion. But Wanya Pez, well, Alec
no, it's
Burleson.
Really it, honestly, it's only the injury that they can that's now it. Use to manipulate.
And because he's going to be back that, this week.
He played
we,
today.
We yeah, had exactly, a yeah. So okay, not, you totally played today. He had the shoulder injury, could, whatever. So how are we not all taking it?
Okay, no, but to your point, we all agree with this. He did only go to AA. They can play the game if they want to play. I don't think they should play the game because if Walker breaks camp, they're putting themselves in a great position to get extra compensation.
Yes.
But they've got Yepes, they've got Burleson, they've got Carlson, they have all the guys. They've got a million guys.
I understand the logic, but they put it out there that, hey, look, we're going to give this guy an opportunity. Unless he sinks like a stone, from this point, you know, from this point in the spring down, he's making that roster. And like Mason said, if he makes the roster, he's playing every day. So
but that's
why are
also
we not all
move.
Taking Walker? Let's
that's
all take
the
Walker.
Move from when he was an ADP of 180 to where I've put him into the 120s. When you get the confirmation, I think you go inside the top 100.
600 plate appearances put him as that player 86 for me.
Okay, so your projections are probably a little lighter than mine. Not probably, it definitely is a little bit lighter. Yeah. Boggs, until I know that that's set, though, I'm still going new because they're really close.
Look, I like new too. I think he's great, but I mean,
Walker leapfrogs if he gets that guarantee. Because right now, I got 460 plate appearances, and that has him right there with Newt. If it's the locked in playing time and I don't have to play games and wait a month or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever, I'm at least going to 550, if not the 600 y'all said. And then it's Walker. It's Walker at that point. But right now, it's still Newt.
So basically, it's just a week of good spring training from him where there's just no way that they can
just
take
just waiting for my confirmation. Yep.
That's
personally.
Right.
Me personally, I'm just waiting for the confirmation. Then I will take Walker ahead. But I want both. I will put teams with both. I got no problem going both. That's not a cop-out either. I just think both are amazing.
Well, Lars has got the floor. Gentlemen, that is the draft forum. Getting your breakouts, getting some of your top players. Justin Mason, FWFB, Spore on the Twitter. Justin, plug something.
I'm the Fangraphs, Fantasy Pro, Sleeper in the Bus, Friends of Fantasy Benefits, TGFBI, all that stuff.
All the things. Okay, Spore, plug something, quick.
Okay, plug this mouse back in.
Plug things.
Twitch.tv/Spore. I'll be on there a lot at the end
when
of the month.
When are you going to play us?
April.
Gotta get nothing
in March. Nothing in March. We can play Madden.
That's fine.
But nothing in March. I got no.
I'll play Madden too.
All right.
Let's do that. All right. Let's do that. Sleeper in the Bus. We can do. Make sure you check them out. Probably going to win the Baseball Pods tournament as they deserve it. Love you both. Thank you guys for taking time for us. It's a crazy busy time for all of us. You guys got to go. We love you. You did awesome. Lars Nootbaar.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
See you.
Okay. Boom. There you go.
Did it.
You guys rock. All right, thanks, boys, Justin. See you, Paulie. Love you. Play us.
Bye, guys. Again, love April. You, let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. I can't do any of this shit until then. We'll stop doing our Twitch.
I'm going to Phoenix for opening day, but when I get back, I'll be hitting you up to play something.
Okay, we'll do MLB 24. We'll still do Madden. I'll still play Madden.
Absolutely.
And I'll get you guys some OTP codes.
Yeah,
man, Ryan's making some good signings too. They got some good defensive players, dude.
I'm very excited, man.
Got my boy Cortland Sutton from the Steelers, and they got Welsh's boy Emmanuel Mosley. So
I'm not caught up on the frenzy. I've seen a few passing things when I was watching WBC, like because they're putting them on the ticker. But I did not see that my Lions were.
You still need Jamal Williams. Still need to re-sign him.
I know. Please bring him back. He's such a perfect Thunder and Lightning. Like,
yeah.
Usually running back, you're like, oh, just get somebody. He's the heart of the team too.
I agree. He is the leader of that team.
Like, matters to me.
He can't stay on the field.
Swift is kind of a bitch made loser.
Yeah, thanks for making this work though, buddy. I appreciate you doing it.
Always, guys. I love y'all so much. Yeah. I'll talk to y'all throughout the rest of the season.
You got a sport. Right, see you, brother.
Later, brother, man. Sleeper and the Bust. Thank you so much for them hanging out with us for Draft Forum. Like I said, Draft Forum, it's fun. We all just sit around. We're talking draft things. We're talking stuff and things. We could obviously dig into a million things deeper. And obviously, if we could steal them for 2 hours, we probably would have gone even deeper. But you know how it all goes. But thank you to Paul and thank you to Justin for taking the time. And thank you to Fantrax, which is also sponsoring the episode. Check out the game day experience right now, where you and your league could win tickets to any MLB regular season game, which is crazy. And I said your entire league. That's right. All you got to do is you got to create a league, join an active league, or bring over an existing league, and you are going to get an entry for free. They want to send your league, and they also want to give your entire league $1,000 towards travel and accommodations. Here's one of the coolest things as well that goes on with it. Every league that you set up is an entry. You move one over, you create a new one, and you join one. That's three entries right there. Use the URL fantrax.com/inthisleague. That is fantrax.com/inthisleague. Make sure to use that. Tell them that, that's telling them that In This League is sending you. But go and do it up today. It's the best dynasty platform out there. The ability to alter and adjust things is unparalleled by any other platform. So go and check them out today, fantrax.com. Why don't you win the ultimate fan experience by just setting up a league? It's cool as ever. Fantrax.com/inthisleague. Mock draft 11.0 coming up this week, Boggs.
11.0.
Which one are we doing? Are we doing head-to-head or roto? Which one is this?
I think this is the roto.
I think so, because I think we just roto. Did like a head-to-head. So, yeah, are we only doing two more?
Two more. Yeah, this one is last roto and then a head-to-head to finish it off. And then we'll be getting into the regular season, man. It's right here. I mean, it is really a stone throw away. It feels like it's a long time, but it's not. It's like 16 days.
No, you're not wrong about that. Like I'm definitely going to have some weird vibes of not being able to go to like spring stuff. I'm going to get back into the groove of it. If anyone out there has cared about the streams, we're going to probably be bringing that back. Or I mean, not probably, like we've talked about it, like April, those are coming back in full force because I no longer can disappear out there, but it's like, I'm going to miss seeing all these guys out there and get news of it. But I've been doing it for so long, I forget, like, oh yeah, like the season is just about to start.
Right.
And Scott Bogman is coming out here. I like to think of it as like he's coming out for my birthday in April, but he's coming out for opening day. And we are going to get to spend, I've already planned for opening day on Thursday. I'm just disappearing the whole day.
Yeah.
Like the whole day, you and me are hanging out. We're going to have a whole day of it. Go to Red, like we did last year. We went to this really fancy bar, this bourbon bar that we didn't belong in. But then like there was this really weird guy that wanted to ask us a million questions about like sports and stuff, who was a waiter. But it was this really trippy bourbon bar. We'll probably do something like, maybe we'll go there again. And we are going to be we're going to be out there, and it's going to be a super fun time. Bogman, myself, and whoever's out there. So you're going to be out here shortly. We'll do some content. It will be a grand old time as you come out. And also, I don't know if you know this, a week before, Pizza Pia is coming out here, and I'm hanging with Pizza Pia.
Yeah, we tried to make it work. We just can't make it work.
You guys are missing each other by like 4 days, I think. Literally like 4 days. It's crazy. He's leaving the 31st, and you're coming.
I might just go see him at his house next the following month. Just
showed up, just like
yeah, just get in the same room as him, because we've never been in the same room together. Pizza Pia,
you're right. Yeah, me and Pizza Pia, we had dinner last whatever when he came out here to Arizona. Everyone's got to come to me, by the way. It's like I don't travel. I don't. Everyone. Everyone's got to come to me. Well, I have the mecca. I got the baseball mecca here box. But
yeah.
When can I travel? Tell me when I can travel.
Whenever you want. You're allowed to leave. Okay. You're not shackled. So
that's true.
You're a free man. You can go wherever you want. Yeah. Yeah. But no, I mean, in this country, what does that mean? You know, I mean, come on. You do whatever you want, son. Let's go.
But yeah, so we got mock draft coming up here, and the start of the season is going to be a blast. We've got listener leagues filling up on the Patreon right now. If you're a part of that, Bogman's put a post out. We've got a couple spots left on the entry leagues. If you want to deal, we're only doing one this year. We're doing the ALNL Master, so that's going to be a one unique thing. But the listener leagues, you get a chance to play in the Champs League, which has a ring. And if you finish number one in our listener leagues overall over anybody, that person wins a ring from officialfantasyrings.com. So that's a really cool too. So we try to have those extra prizes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world. Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
We've got listener leagues filling up on the Patreon right now. If you're a part of that, Bogman's put a post out. We've got a couple spots left on the entry leagues. If you want to deal, we're only doing one this year. We're doing the ALNL Master, so that's going to be a one unique thing. But the listener leagues, you get a chance to play in the Champs League, which has a ring. And if you finish number one in our listener leagues overall over anybody, that person wins a ring from officialfantasyrings.com. So that's a really cool too. So we try to have those extra prizes. And hopefully you guys come and consider coming hanging out with us on the Patreon, where we'll be doing, like I said, a whole bunch of other content. We're going to have a lot more live stream stuff on our Twitch again. So twitch.tv/inthisleague. We'll be back with Wheel Wednesdays. We're going to have some video game days with like the show. Spore is going to be playing with us and a lot of other people. We might even have like some franchise things we play. So it's going to be talking baseball, talking sports, playing games, and we'll even have some fun with our crazy Wheel Twitch episode. So hopefully you guys check out there. And we've got all the awesome GroupMe rooms where you get access to us, and you can like, I've been hit up so much about people just wanting like, where do I go for spring training? Like, what's cool? Like, I feel like a tour guide. I literally feel like a tour guide, which I don't mind. I'd answer everybody's. I'm glad to help. But I've literally answered more questions probably about what to do in Arizona than I have about Jordan Walker this offseason. That's well, pretty impressive.
You also live in Arizona. You're good.
Breaking news. This is stupid. After talking about all of this, Frank Stanfield just tweeted me, stupid Reds optioned Christian Encarnacion Strand today.
Did they really?
So, yep. Everything I said, I'm a big, stupid idiot. I'm dumb. I don't know anything.
Well, I mean, are you the big, stupid idiot, or are the Reds the big, stupid idiot?
I like to think that maybe they are. They also sent down Ellie De La Cruz. So that was today. And that I'm not surprised, because I will tell you tomorrow. Well, as today, as you guys are listening to this, is the Reds' first day of minor league spring training. So they obviously optioned them down in anticipation of letting them play in minor league spring training. So that's kind of stinky. So never mind everything I said about Encarnacion Strand. Justin Mason's even smarter. TJ Friedl will be out there. I am stupid because I've talked about Strand in pretty much every episode. Literally talked about him today yesterday on Rates and Barrels, and that none of that matters anymore. But damn it. Follow us on Twitter. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? That's all we got for you. More episodes coming up this week. Good luck in your drafts. And on Friday, we will update the ranks on Patreon. Until then, friends, it's Bogman, it's Welsh. We out. Peace.
Sawyer.